Philip Stampa, PA, Dr. D. Surgeon here. Today's date is 05-23-2024. Dictation is 4. Mr. Richard Lucky. Lucky spells L-U-C-K-E-Y. Richard spells R-A-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 2-26-1960. A 64-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. This paragraph, patient has a history of diabetes type 2, low T, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, is there for follow-up with these conditions and medication refills. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports right shoulder pain. He says the pain is approximately 6/10 is worse when he tries to abduct his shoulder. The pain is confined to his AC joint region. It's non-radiating. Described pain as sharp. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. PNS paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 133/88. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. PNS paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. PNS paragraph. Shoulder. Right shoulder, reduced range of motion, reduced abduction. Certain tenderness of palpation in the AC joint region, no edema, no erythema. No scapular winging, no tenderness in the scapular region, period. No step off, no crepitus of range of motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organ, amygdala, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, except right shoulder, full range of motion, no rigidity, correction, full range of motion, no discomfort, the range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is right shoulder pain. Open parentheses, DGAD, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is diabetes type 2. Number 3 is low T. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is hypercholesterolemia. Period. In this paragraph. Procedure, trigger point injection. Patient and I discussed the procedure for trigger point to help with his right shoulder pain, which is suspected to be DGAD. There is no clinical evidence of rotator cuff tears. Patient can move joint in all directions, but with some discomfort on abduction, period. Procedure was explained to patient. We talk about complications. We talk about results to expect. Next paragraph, site was identified by patient and high and marked. Two sites of maximal pain. Next paragraph. The site was prepped using betadine, then overwiped with alcohol swab on a 4x4. Next paragraph with lidocaine and depomedrol mixed. Depomedrol 80 milligrams, lidocaine 5 cc. 2 cc's were injected at first site of maximal pain, and then 2.5 cc on the other site of area of maximum state. Correction, the first site is 2.5 and the second site is 2.5 milliliters injected into his right shoulder. After injection, patient's shoulder was moving all range of motion and he reported improvement, period. Next line, there is no complications. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, Band-Aid was used to cover injection site. He was strongly encouraged to do range of motion and weight-bearing exercise. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was advised about labs today. He said he is not prepared to have labs drawn today because his shoulder hurt him so much. The funds he asked for the labs he will be spending on the trigger point injection, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Metformin 1000 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, testosterone 200/mL, 1 mL weekly for 90 days, number 12 mL. Next medication, glipizide 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Tricor, 145 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Mycardis, 80/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, metoprolol-succinate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Correction, 1 PO QHS for 90 days. Number 90. Just give me the opportunity to ask questions. Said he has none. End of dictation.